Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 20, 1806. Double canoe set loose. Today the captains turn loose of a couple of canoes. The double canoes built on the Yellowstone River at Camp Cottonwood, or Canoe Camp, near Park City, Montana. If the captains had had posterity in mind, they might have kept those two canoes. What priceless relics the battered, hand-carved craft would have been. Today, Captain Clark writes,
"As three of the party was unable to row from the state of their eyes, we found it necessary to leave one of our craft and divide the men into the other canoes. We left the two canoes lashed together, which I had made, high up the river Rochejaune. Those canoes we set adrift, and a little after daylight we set out and proceeded on very well. The Osage River, very low, and discharges but a small quantity of water at this time for so large a river. At meridian we passed the entrance of the Gasconade River, below which we met a pirogue with five Frenchmen bound to the Osage's village. The party, being extremely anxious to get down, ply their oars very well. We saw some cows on the bank, which was a joyful sight to the party, and caused a shout to be raised for joy. As we came in sight of the little French village called Charette, the men raised a shout and sprung upon the oars, and we soon landed opposite to the village. Every person, both French and Americans, seemed to express great pleasure at our return, and acknowledged themselves much astonished in seeing us return. They informed us that we were supposed to have been lost long since, and we were entirely given out by every person. The American inhabitants express great disgust for the government of this territory. From what Clark learned, it arises from a disappointment of getting all the Spanish grants confirmed. Came 68 miles today. Captain William Clark, September 20, 1806.
While the party were at La Charrette, they purchased 2 gallons of whiskey and were given beef, flour, port wine, and a fine supper by 2 Scotsmen. La Charrette, since washed away by the Missouri River, would have been located in Warren County, Missouri. Tomorrow, St. Charles.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.